It's been 4 years since that tragic scene in Paris. Notre Dame, the nearly millennium-old cathedral, a French icon, up in flames. Everyone in the city could see the smoke rising. An army of firefighters, more than 400, managed to save the structure, but the damage was extensive. Repairs are still underway. Here's French President Emmanuel Macron speaking the night after the fire, translated by France 24.
We will all rebuild this cathedral together. It is undoubtedly part of the French destiny, and it's a project that we will have for years to come.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been following all of this. She's outside Notre Dame. Eleanor, what does it look like now?
Well, Robin, I'm standing right across from it. It's covered in scaffolding. There are a couple cranes around it. You can hear all kinds of sawing and hammering going on. The flying buttresses themselves are buttressed by these massive wooden clamps with huge screws. And there's a gate, sort of a wall around it with massive colored photos, not only of the fire, but of how they're restoring it. They talk about Gothic architecture. They tell you who's restoring it. So it's actually a fascinating place to come, even though it's not finished. And they've even put up bleachers out front so that tourists can sit there and watch it being restored.
Oh, wow. Talk about the spire. It collapsed in the fire of 2019. There was talk of designing a new one, but now they're not going to. What's happening there?
Right. Well, when the spire collapsed, that was sort of like the symbol of the fire. People just gasped. Mm-hmm. You know, at first they talked about having a contest and building something new and futuristic. And then they decided to go with the 19th century spire because it was a work of beauty and genius. Let me tell you about it. It was built in 1859 during a 20-year restoration of this cathedral. Notre Dame was forgotten for centuries, and it was in pretty poor shape. And in the 19th century, an architect who was considered a genius named Eugène Viollet-le-Duc, he built this spire. It was intricate wood and lead, and it rose high above, and it was said to harmonize with the Gothic architecture and make this beautiful creation. He also added the gargoyles at that time and chimeras. And so it was then that Notre Dame sort of took on the spirit of Paris. It came to represent Paris and even France itself. So this was a famous spire, and architects and Parisians decided they wanted to go back to it and restore what the cathedral was.
How very Parisian, you know, to keep that. And it took more than 2 years, we understand, to secure the foundation before repairs could really dig in. How much peril was the cathedral in? How dangerous was this?
You know what? We found out after the fire that it came so close to collapsing, Robin. Firefighters risked their lives to go up in those two front square towers several more minutes, and it could have gone down, and that would have been an absolute tragedy. Yeah. And the vault, the ceiling, where the spire collapsed, that could have collapsed too, but it held.
Well, President Macron said, we are all rebuilding this. But in fact, there's a very select group of people, some even from the United States, from Vermont, people who have to pass all sorts of rigorous accreditations. Talk about the people who are actually doing this work.
Absolutely. This work, you know, they're building the spire now. That's woodwork. But there's also the stonework, the stone carvers. There's the stained glass. There's the iron forgers. These are age-old skills that are still honed and still taught in France. And you have a special cadre of workers called compagnons de devoir, and it takes years to become one of these. And these are the kind of people working on this cathedral and all over the country, because the spire is being built in the east. You've got stained glass being restored in other places. Everyone is very honored to be part of such a project.
Right. What are people that are standing there, people you've spoken to, what are they saying?
Well, it's funny because, you know, this is a cherished Paris monument and everyone's happy it's being rebuilt. But actually, it depends kind of on who you talk to, because some of the people who protest Macron, they say too much money's being spent on it. And they call it, you know, this is a project of the rich. And they say we have other problems. And they've actually been calling it not Notre Dame de Paris, but Notre Dame de Macron. You know, it's the president's project. But anyway, I spoke to a young Parisian named Raphael Dubosc, and he had none of that to say. He was very happy it's being restored. Here's what he says.
So I'm pretty excited to see the inside. And it's not taking too long. 4 years, it's fine for a building like that.
4 years.
He says it's a good use of the money. Anyway, it's private funds restoring it. But he says they should have gone with something more avant-garde for the spire.
I don't know. So it's opening 2024. Just really quickly, I remember speaking to you when this was happening, this stunning image of this billowing smoke that could be seen from everywhere. I suppose it's a little emotional, too, to think of that.
It absolutely is. That was I was out here, like where I am now, and people were singing and kneeling and praying and just watching that fire in a state of panic and trance. It was absolutely one of the most, I mean, it was like all of Paris came together to watch that fire and hold their breath and just hope that the cathedral did not collapse.
Yeah.
It was a very, very moving time.
Yeah. Well, now you're here for this chapter as well. NPR Paris correspondent Eleanor Beardsley, thank you so much as always.
Robin, thanks for talking with me.